Do you know how much God loves you? Well, stick around. We're going to talk about it on this episode of The Gary Zimek Show. Happy Thursday and welcome to the program. My name is Gary Zimek and it's great to be back here with you on Blog Talk Radio as we discuss God's love. I think so many times we forget just how much God loves us. Today's readings will give us some insight, but I also want to go a little bit deeper. And since I basically have an open schedule on Thursday, I don't have any pre-arranged topic, I'm going to open up the Catechism of the Catholic Church and talk about how God comes to meet man. We can easily begin to take this for granted if we don't become aware of his love, right? And we don't appreciate oftentimes the great things that the Lord does for us because he loves us. And then when something bad happens in our life, we panic, we become frustrated, we rebel, forgetting that anything that happens is an expression of his love. Not the easiest thing in the world to understand, but something that if we meditate on it enough and we ask the Holy Spirit to help enlighten us, it's going to become more apparent. So that's what we're going to do on the program today. As you listen to this show, I'm in Tampa, Florida. I'm there speaking at, let me get this straight. Now, I'm pre-recording these shows, so I have to be creative here. This is Thursday, correct? So, therefore, last night I spoke at St. Paul's Catholic Church in Tampa. Today and tomorrow, I will be speaking at the IHM Homeschool Conference at St. Lawrence Church, once again in Tampa. So if you're in the area, stop on by. I'll have all of my merchandise available. Free admission. So that's a good thing, even if you're not a homeschooler. I think you'll get something out of the talk. And plus, I'd love to meet you. So that's where I'll be. And also, I want to mention that if you would like to bring me to your parish to speak, I would love to do so. I can give a talk. I can lead a retreat. I can lead a parish mission. Whatever works for you, all you need to do is email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I've already booked a few parish missions for Lent next year in 2017, so it's definitely not too early to start talking about 2017. If you want to bring me in for a mission, I only have a few weeks left that aren't spoken for. Lent goes very quickly. It's amazing. Especially when I'm leading these parish missions and you're booked up, you're blocking off a week at a time. Because generally what I do is a three-day parish mission. If you want to bring me in, followingthetruth.com for more information, or you can email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. I also wanted to continue to ask for your help. If you like the work that I do and you want to share in my mission, and I really need you, especially during the summer, things really start to dry up. Donations are very low during the summer for all ministries. That's just a fact of life. I could definitely use some support, and there are a few different ways you can do that. You can make a one-time donation, or you can become a monthly sponsor by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Donate tab. The other option that you have that you can choose is to use the link for Amazon.com on my website. So if you're a shopper at Amazon, instead of just typing in Amazon.com into your browser, type in followingthetruth.com first, and then just click on the Amazon image from any page of my website. It's right on the heart of the sidebar, the right-hand side. Click on the Amazon link. That'll take you into Amazon. Everything will be the same for you, but what it does is flag all of your purchases as being redirected from my website, and that results in a little bit of a commission for me, and it helps me to keep the show free of charge and keeps my ministry going. The other thing you could do is to purchase Mystic Monk Coffee from my website. And again, that's followingthetruth.com. You can't miss the Mystic Monk image. You can do it that way. You can get to Amazon and Mystic Monk, as well as make a financial donation simply by going to the Donate tab as well. So there's a lot of different ways on the website to do it. If you have any questions, any concerns, you can also email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'm continuing on with my simple beverage du jour this week. We're going with water. I think that works good in the, it's going to be getting really hot here. Well, it is really hot, but it's going to even get even warmer here. So the water is a great beverage du jour. I hope you're enjoying your beverage, your snack. I hope you're ready to talk about Jesus and his great love for us. We got a lot of good things to talk about in the program today. Sip of my beverage. before we go on, I also want to mention Total Consecration to Jesus Through Mary. That is due to start in September, early September. I'll give you more information as we get closer. But this year, it's going to be unlike any of the other 5 years that I've done. I'm going to use the best of the best. We're going to come up with the best of the best preparation, 33-day preparation plan. I'm going to use, I don't know how many books I have, 5 or 6 different preparation books. I'm going to use the original recommendations from St. Louis de Montfort, who popularized total consecration, and come up with a plan that really will be, I think, the best plan that we've used to date. You know my feeling, the different 33-day preparation plans in existence, they all have their good points and their bad points. I want to make sure that we don't get too complacent, that we don't get too stuck in our routine, and we know everything that's coming. We got to shake it up a little bit because complacency is the enemy of the spiritual life, right? Your preparation starts to be too predictable for 33 days. You're not going to get the benefit, the maximum benefit that you could get from it if we shake things up a little bit. I want to make you think. I want to challenge you. And there are a lot of resources out there. People have come up with some really good preparations for total consecration. We will talk more about this as we get closer. In the meantime, just stay tuned. If you're interested, just make sure you are on my mailing list. I don't send out a lot of emails, but stay on the list for further information. Followingthetruth.com, just look on the right-hand side, sign up. All you need to do is submit your email address and then confirm it when you get an email to make sure you're a real person, and then you will be all set. Okay, it is now time to pray, to place ourselves, to recall. I should say, I always want to make sure I use the right language. I don't want to say place ourselves in the presence of the Lord because he's with us. We don't need to do anything to place ourselves in his presence. What we need to do is remember that we are in his presence. So why don't we do that now? We recognize the fact that the Lord hears us, that he loves us, that he is waiting to for us to speak with him, and he's willing, ready and willing to speak back to us as well. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for all of the blessings in our lives. Thank you for the unconditional love which you show forth to us every day. Thank you for allowing us to still have a chance to go to heaven. We know that's your desire for us. Please continue to grant us the grace that we need to be able to live with you in heaven one day. Father, we ask you to bless us and our families, those around us. Please help those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are sick, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with financial crises, those who are dealing with addiction, those who might be experiencing religious persecution, those who are homeless, those who are homebound, those who are imprisoned. We ask you to help all these individuals. Please draw them closer to you and assist them with whatever they need. Father, we present to you our own personal intentions. We know that you know our intentions. We know that you know what we need. A lot of times we don't even know what we need. So we give all of our needs to you, and we ask you to help us and to grant us the grace to deal with today's issues, whatever they may be. Father, I give you this program. It belongs to you. Take over for me. Send your Holy Spirit to speak through me this day, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to the message that you have to deliver. We also pray for our priests, our deacons, our religious. We pray for an increase in vocations. We pray for an end to abortion, and we pray for all of our government leaders that they may always desire to follow your laws. We pray for these things. We ask you for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her assistance as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for praying with me. My name's Gary Zimek. In case you're a new listener, welcome. Here's the way this works. We do this every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also download the podcast from TuneIn Radio as well as iTunes. It's going to be free of charge no matter how you do it. Another way you can listen to the show is by going to followingthetruth.com. Click on the radio page, scroll down, and you will see two widgets. One is for Blog Talk Radio, one is for TuneIn Radio. You can listen to my show directly from the website there. So there's a couple ways to I try to make it as easy as possible for you to listen to the show. There are a number of different ways. I'm always looking for new ways to make it very accessible. I want this show to be as easy as possible to download. Whether it's easy to listen to, that's up to you. I mean, I try my best, but some people love me, some people don't like me. But I know if you're listening, you probably enjoy what I do here. I try to keep it informal. I want this show to be about Jesus Christ and His Catholic Church, but I want it to be practical. I don't want it to be fluff. I don't want it to be academic, but I want to make sure you learn about Christ and about the teachings of His church, and I want to make sure that you know how to apply these teachings and that relationship with Christ to your daily life. He wants to help you with your problems. He wants to help you walk through life. So that's what I want to do. I want to introduce you closer to Christ and get you to know Him better and help you to realize that He is the answer to overcoming anxiety. He can help you with all of your worries, with all of your problems. If you have any questions about anything that we discuss here about the show, please feel free to email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Even when I'm traveling, as is the case today, when I'm in Tampa, Florida, I do read my emails. So if it's an emergency, if you need extra prayers, if you need something, I'll be right on it. I might not be able to respond immediately, but know that I look at my emails as soon as they come in. Today, we're reading the Mass readings from Thursday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is, once again, from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Thus says the Lord, "When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the further they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet, though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed. My pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again. For I am God and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you." This is a comforting message, but it's also a scary message. And it should get our attention. I think one of the problems is when we look at these Old Testament readings, and even some of the New Testament readings, we don't realize all the time that they apply to us. We look at the apostles and how many times they messed up. We look at the Israelites who have strayed from the Lord so many times, and we think, wow, they're really bad, right? Sometimes we think that way, and we forget that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And since that's the case, He's speaking to us, too. When I hear this first reading, I'm reminded of the many times that I have neglected to thank God for a new day, to thank Him for letting me be able to get out of bed, to thank Him for being able to earn a living, to thank Him for my family, to thank Him for my eyesight, to thank Him for my hearing, to thank Him for the electricity, to thank Him for my house, and so on and so forth. I've forgotten many, many times. I want to make you aware of that fact, too, that He is responsible for everything that you have received in your life, for all of your accomplishments, for even your suffering. That's Him. And in a difficult-to-understand way, that's an expression of His love as well. He loves you. He wants you to get to heaven. And as that's the case, there are going to have to be certain things that He will do in your life, some of them you might not like, in order to help you get to heaven. Just make sure that you, when you wake up in the morning, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. Thank the Lord for giving you a new day. And ask Him what He needs you to do. And then at the end of your day, thank Him for getting you through the day. And thank Him for any of the blessings that you receive. Now, you have trouble remembering the blessings? We all do, right? Ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you. Holy Spirit, help me to see evidence of the Lord's presence in my life. And we'll talk more about this after we do the readings. I want to read you some stuff from the Catechism. But if you're having a bad day, even if you're having a good day, remember that God loves you unconditionally. He loves you beyond any kind of love that you will ever experience in this life from any human individual. All right? I mean, this is really good news. This is really good news. And meditate upon that love. Spend a little time. You need to spend some time in His presence. Now look, in this first reading, His people strayed. They strayed numerous times. And the Lord always found a way. You know, they might have had to get slapped around a little bit, but He found a way to get their attention again. And that's what He does with us. So let's be thankful for that love. Psalm 80 is our responsorial psalm. Let us see Your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. O Shepherd of Israel, hearken from Your throne upon the cherubim. Shine forth, rouse Your power. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine and protect what Your right hand has planted, the Son of Man whom You Yourself made strong. Let us see Your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. There is no way you will ever be able to get to heaven without the help of the Lord. Let's recognize that, and let's thank Him. Let's thank the Lord Jesus for redeeming us. That's number one. And number two, thank Him for the grace that He gives us, the grace that He gives us to help us to be able to get to heaven. We can't do it without Him. He redeemed us. He opened the gates of heaven, but we're still not going to get there without His assistance. And we need to ask for that help on a daily basis. Today's Gospel, Matthew 10, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to His apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that town, that house or town, and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." This is something that you and I forget. We are going to be rejected often when we share the good news. Even when we try to be nice to people, sometimes we're just going to get rejected. People aren't going to be nice back. That doesn't matter. See, what we have to remember is, and I deal with this a lot when people are maybe either lukewarm about the Catholic Church, but I think it's more apparent when they are not Catholic, sometimes non-Catholic Christians. I'm not going to paint with a broad brush here, but sometimes there's a certain antagonism toward the teachings of the Catholic Church, and you run into that. I'm trying to do what I can to share Jesus Christ and the fullness of His truth with those around me. Sometimes you're going to be met with resistance. Well, you Catholics, you worship Mary, you believe in things outside of sacred scripture. I mean, you've probably heard it in your life too. I don't have the right to be mean to a person that attacks me. And sometimes it can get pretty personal. It can be pretty nasty when people are trying to share their religious beliefs with others. As Catholic Christians, we are not allowed to do that. We are commanded, let's be honest here, to share the fullness of truth with those around us, but sometimes they're not going to want to hear it. I'm not responsible for their heart being open and what they do with my message. That's up to the Holy Spirit. My job is to present the message. So don't be discouraged if you are met with opposition, if people don't want to hear your message. It doesn't mean you keep beating them over the head or you start cursing or you get mad. No, you don't do that. As Jesus said, sometimes you shake the dust from your feet. And also, a very clear message that comes through this gospel passage is the idea of the Lord will provide for His people. So many times I'm not really talking specifically here about providing for your material needs, which He will. A lot of times we think we need more than we do. But remember that when you are sharing the good news with those around you, a lot of times we don't feel confident. Well, I really don't know that much. I'm not a good evangelist. Here's my recommendation. Study your faith every day. you listen to the show, you're going to hear something about the church every day on the program. Read, do some spiritual reading, read scripture, and then when you are in a situation, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the words. Sometimes you're going to still draw a blank. Then tell the person who you might be speaking with, if they ask a question you can't answer, I don't know that answer, but I'll get back to you. And then go do the research. Don't try to fake it. But I think you'll find that the more you learn about Jesus and the teachings of his church, when you are in a situation where you need that information, the Holy Spirit will help you out. Just make sure that the minute you start this dialogue going, or even before, somebody's maybe they've fallen away from church, maybe they don't know much about the teachings of the church, maybe they're not Christian at all. Before you start, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, to give you the words, to let you know what it is that you should say. And then the Holy Spirit expects you to do some homework too. That's why it's good for us to read, to understand, to build up a body of knowledge about the teachings of the church. But then you still have to depend on him to help you remember this information and to open up the heart of the person that you're addressing, right? So don't try to do it on your own. Your job is to present the good news. Your job is to share Jesus with those around you. And whether or not it's received well, that's up to the Holy Spirit, and it's up to that individual. If they don't want to hear it, the Holy Spirit's not going to force them to accept what you have to teach. A lot of times we take it personally. And that's a struggle that I have too, but don't do that. Ask for the grace to not take it personally and to always evangelize out of love. You're doing it because you love somebody, not because you want to win an argument. All right, now I mentioned that I wanted to talk about God's love, because so many times we forget this. We forget just how much God loves us, and if we really understood it, we would never have a bad day, right? Because we forget that he loves us, and as we experience problems, we forget that he loves us so much, and when we lose sight of that fact, then everything appears gloomy and almost hopeless. So I want to open up the Catechism of the Catholic Church, which is such a great book. If you don't have one, please make it a point to get yourself a copy. You don't have to understand everything in the Catechism. I've read it I don't know how many times, and each time I get something new out of it. It's filled with scripture references. It's filled with quotes from the church fathers. It has Vatican documents quoted. I mean, it's just such a good document, which summarizes 2,000 years of Catholic Church teaching. And as a Catholic, you really need to have this, and you're also blessed to be able to have such a great document. So check it out, Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can get it from a number of different places, from EWTN, from Amazon, from, I'm sure, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops offers it for sale. You can check your local Catholic bookstore, but it really is something that every Catholic should have. Today I want to talk about God's love. God comes to meet man. This is, if you have your catechism at home, this is from the very beginning, from the profession of faith, which is the first of the four parts of the catechism. Paragraph 50, by natural reason, man can know God with certainty on the basis of his works. Now, this is just by natural reason. But there is another order of knowledge which man cannot possibly arrive at by his own powers, the order of divine revelation. So you can understand and know certain things about God just by natural reasoning alone. That doesn't mean everybody does this, but you can. But there are certain elements of his revelation that can only be understood or grasped with what is called the gift of faith. Faith gives you the ability to believe that what God has revealed is true. It pleased God in his goodness and wisdom to reveal himself to make known the mystery of his will. And if you look throughout the Old Testament, you'll see that this is done gradually. You'll see a gradual revelation of God to his people. It didn't happen at once. It happened over the course of thousands of years. His will was that men should have access to the Father through Christ, the Word made flesh, in the Holy Spirit, and thus become sharers in the divine nature. That is a powerful statement. It comes from the Vatican II document, De Verbum. The will of the Lord is that people should have access to the Father through Christ in the Holy Spirit and thus become sharers in the divine nature. You are a sharer in the divine nature of God. And that's an incredible statement. And it happens because of his love. Paragraph 53 reminds us that God communicates himself to man gradually. He prepares him to welcome by stages the supernatural revelation that is to culminate in the person and mission of the incarnate Word, Jesus Christ. In order to gather together scattered humanity, now remember, the people were scattered at the time of Abraham. God calls Abram from his country, his kindred, and his father's house, and makes Abraham, that is, the father of a multitude of nations. And he said, "In you all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." The patriarchs, prophets, and certain other Old Testament figures have been and always will be honored as saints in all of the church's liturgical traditions. Christ, the Son of God made man, is the Father's one perfect and unsurpassable word. In him, he has said everything. There will be no other word than this one. Now, that's really an important concept. And I want you to, let's just take a step back and understand this. Remember, we're talking about God's love. God loves you. I don't want to say God loves us, because when I say that, it becomes less personal, which is a true statement. But I want it to be personal. I want you to know today that God loves you. God loves you so much that he wants to make you a sharer in his divine life. In other words, you are invited to a relationship with him, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. You are in that family. That's a really good family to be in. Not only in heaven, but right here now. So right now, you are involved in that relationship. You are in an intimate relationship with the Blessed Trinity. Ultimately, that relationship, if you do your part, that's all you have to do is your part, will result in eternal life in heaven. But that's the incredible love that the Father has for you. So how did he reveal himself? He revealed himself gradually through the prophets. And you can see stories. We saw today's first reading was a reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. God revealed himself gradually through the prophets. And people were confused. And people wanted to do their own thing. They would still worship idols. They would forget about the Lord. And he would gradually reveal himself through the years through different prophets. When the time was right, God the Father sent his Son Jesus into the world to be born, to teach, to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead to help you and I be able to get to heaven, to make it possible, I should say. It's more than just helping, to make it possible for you and I to get to heaven. When you think about the love that's involved for the Word, the second person of the Trinity, to become flesh, to suffer for you, that gives you an idea of the incredible love of Jesus. And even if you discount his horrible suffering on the cross, look at how much opposition, humiliation, and unpleasantness he had to endure throughout his entire life. It was never easy for Jesus, and he did it because he loves you. So if you're having a bad day, I want you to think about that today and turn to the Holy Spirit, and let's ask him to help you understand just how much you are loved. And anything that happens to you today and for the rest of your life, and anything that's happened to you in the past, is somehow an expression of that love. You don't have to understand everything. Some of it's going to be mystery. Some of it you'll never understand until you reach heaven. Ask for the grace to accept it. Ask for the grace to be okay with the fact that you're not God. And ask for the grace to be able to trust even when things don't make sense to you. All right, does that sound good? I am out of here. I am out of time now. God willing, we're going to be back tomorrow on the program. If you have any questions, let me know. If not, have a wonderful night. God bless you until we meet again.